Hello, Christy.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here. There are two different things that I'd like to discuss with you tonight. The first one being a storm that is barreling down on our country and will be impacting approximately 250 million Americans in 40 different states. We've been working together here at the FEMA headquarters and have opened our National Response Coordination Center and are working with local and state authorities to make sure that we're getting individuals and communities pre-deployed resources that they may need and also preparing them for the upcoming days, which will significantly impact them and their citizens. The Trump administration and FEMA are working closely with them to get them information, to get them resources, and to help them be prepared and well-equipped for the road ahead as we go through this next week. But before I take any questions and give more details on the storm and its impact, I do want to address the tragic situation that we saw in Minneapolis today that unfolded on the streets. It occurred with DHS law enforcement as they carried out their lawful duties to keep Americans safe in the threat of criminal illegal aliens in this country. At 9:05 a.m., Central Time, the Department of Homeland Security law enforcement officials and officers were conducting targeted operations in Minneapolis against an illegal alien whose criminal history included domestic assault with intentionally inflicting bodily harm, disorderly conduct, and driving without a valid license. An individual approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The officers attempted to disarm this individual, but the armed suspect reacted violently. Fearing for his life and for the lives of his fellow officers around him, an agent fired defensive shots. Medics were on the scene immediately and attempted to deliver medical aid to the subject, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect also had two.
They are trying to moderate their language. After Renee Good, she immediately went out from her home on a Texas military base to gloat about it. And then in the follow-up press conference, she was very emphatic with her language. Domestic terrorism, yada, yada. This time, the language is a bit more restrained. They might have realized.
Magazines with ammunition in them that held dozens of rounds. He also had no ID. This looks like a situation where an individual...
Had no ID? Holy fucking shit, dog. Man... American libertarianism is so dead. Oh my fucking God. The guy we murdered on the street didn't have any papers for us to examine after. We've been making fun of England for this for ages, but here we are.
Individual arrived at this scene to inflict maximum damage on individuals and to kill law enforcement. About hundreds of protesters then showed up at the scene. They began to obstruct and to assault law enforcement officers. We saw objects being thrown at them, including ice and other objects. And a rampant assault began, and even an HSI officer agent's finger was bitten off. Crowd control measures were deployed to bring safety to the public and to law enforcement at the scene. And once again, I want to remind everybody that this situation and this tragedy did not have to happen. Our law enforcement are doing everything that they can to protect the public. We're praying for this deceased loved one's family and friends, but we also recognize that the Minnesota governor and the Minneapolis mayor need to take a long, hard look in the mirror. They need to evaluate their rhetoric, their conversations, and their encouragement of such violence against our citizens and our law enforcement officers.
They 100% had a talk before this. This is actually more... scaled back than I expected it to be. They realized that their response to Renee Good like fucking massively blew up the aggression towards them afterwards. Now they have to this is less satisfying for them, though. I wonder if there will be consequences for this kind of rhetoric from the more far right base, where there are going to be people being like, what the fuck, Christy Noem, why aren't you calling him like a pedophile illegal Somali or something, you know, like, what, they want more blood, why aren't you gloating about death more?
I'll remind you that Governor Walz today in his press conference said that our officers were not even law enforcement, which is a lie. He's called them the Gestapo. He's encouraged residents and citizens and violent rioters to resist. He's doxed their identities, putting themselves and their families' lives in jeopardy. He's refused to turn over murderers to federal law enforcement officers. He's protected illegal criminals and protected them from being brought to justice, and even overseen a historic, unprecedented theft of American taxpayer dollars. tens of billions of dollars were stolen under his watch, and he allowed it to happen and in some instances may have even facilitated it. In other cities and states across the country, we don't see this happen. Local, state, and officials work with us to make sure that we're making their streets safer. I'll point to the city of Memphis, which is where there is a Democrat mayor in place. He worked with us and our federal law enforcement officers, and we saw murder rates drop by 50% because of that partnership. We've seen historic lows in the criminal acts that have happened in that city. We've had the same amount of law enforcement officers there, but a very different...
She's shifting focus away from the victim. Yeah, it seems like she wants to talk about anything but... To be honest, she moved away from that pretty quickly.
Result.
Hold on.
Because of the issue that this city has been corrupt for years with what as soon as possible. Since we have been back in the White House with President Trump's and other impacts have already started to impact the Midwest around immediately.
That's interesting. It's like a totally new strategy. With Renee Good, they were like, oh, yeah, finally, we got some blood meats back on the menu, boys. Gloat, 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 gloat. We killed you. We fucking killed you. We killed you. We killed you. We killed you. But now it's like, yes, just another happening, another consequence of the Democrats resisting our invasion of the Twin Cities. Anything else, you know?
To make sure that states have the resources from the federal government that they've requested. I have spoken several times on conference calls, but also called personally governors and local leaders to facilitate the partnership that we need to help keep this federal response streamlined with their state responses. The Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, CISA, our cybersecurity team focused on the electrical grid and our critical infrastructure, the Coast Guard and our other federal partners
into this shooting
possible to get the power on, especially in light of the cold temperatures that we see coming for days on end. We just asked that.
Could it be because this time it was an armed cishet white guy like most of their base? It is true that they hate white women more than literally any other group of people. So there might be less to appeal to.
Everyone would be smart. Stay home if possible. Take care of your family members. Check on your neighbors. And continue to work with your local officials to get through this difficult storm. And we will continue to pray for God to bless this great country and all of the families and the public servants who get up and work to keep people safe. With that, I'll take any questions that you may have.
Is DHS leading the investigation into this shooting? And if so, will there be a criminal investigation? And also, will we see body camera released from the officers involved?
We are conducting this investigation just like we do all other officer-involved shootings, and we'll continue to do that. So that is unfolding, and we'll give you more details as those are released.
Thank you so much for doing this, and would welcome also any other guidance from Chief Scott. Did the 37-year-old who had a license to carry, did he brandish a gun? And at what point did law enforcement retrieve the gun and also the magazines from him? Can you offer clarity on
this individual showed up to impede a law enforcement operation and assaulted our officers? They responded according to their training and took action to defend the officer's life and those of the public around him. And I don't know of any peaceful protester that shows up with a gun and ammunition rather than a sign. This is a violent riot.
I think you should keep with that rhetoric. You know, you should stick to that one. That one's going to run well. I'm really interested in seeing how this one plays out. It seems like this is much more indefensible than Renee Good. To be clear, morally, they're both equally indefensible. I just mean in terms of optics, right? Like what you can get away with. So she's moderated her language. She doubling down on the anti-Second Amendment stuff, which I guess we'll see. It'd be kind of interesting if some of the more principled pro-gun organizations stood against this. Like that one time, remember the White House suggested they wanted to make a database to keep trans people from getting guns, and the NRA responded saying, we think they should get guns too. I know, principled is kind of a soft line with these people, but you get what I mean.
When you have someone showing up with weapons and are using them to assault law enforcement officers.
Because video appears to show he's disarmed before shots are fired. So I just want clarity on that. And beyond that, I just want to follow up and ask who within the federal government is leading the criminal investigation, understanding that CBP OPR has opened up an internal investigation. And beyond that, why did federal agents tell Minneapolis Police Department to leave the scene?
We're continuing to follow the exact same protocols that we always have. And so this investigation is ongoing. We're continuing.
God, she's talking like a Democrat at a press conference.
To gather the facts as they unfold throughout that. And we'll do it just like we did under the entire Trump administration and previous administrations. Nothing has changed, and we'll continue to release details as we have them. But I want you to not distract away from the facts of this situation. Our law enforcement officers were there doing a targeted operation against an individual who was in this country illegally and had a criminal conviction for domestic assault with intent to do bodily harm and other convictions as well. This individual went and impeded their law enforcement operations, attacked those officers, had a weapon on him and multiple dozens of rounds of ammunition, wishing to inflict harm on these officers coming brandishing like that and impeding their work that they were doing. We'll continue to allow.
She's not even using the domestic terrorist line, you know, like if she really thought, like, as the DHS claimed, he brought a firearm to impede law enforcement, like you that would make a pretty easy. That would make it a pretty easy designation for them to brandish here, you know?
That is a different incident that happened at the same situation after the tragedy unfolded. But yes, that's the kind of assaults and violence that our law enforcement officers are facing out in the streets and that the local leaders are encouraging. Remember what Mayor Fry has said. That he wanted ICE out of the city. We have been working and had a presence in that city for years. We are there to enforce the law and to make sure that the public is safe. Just since we have been there, we have arrested thousands of individuals that have criminal convictions and are in this country illegally and gotten them off the streets of Minneapolis. The two things that we've asked the mayor and the governor for is that they would partner with us, and before they let somebody dangerous out of their jails, that they would let us know so we can deport them out of our country. I do not know why they continue to choose the side of lawbreakers, criminals, murderers, and rapists over the citizens of Minneapolis. And this situation that we have today is a tragedy that we don't have to have. We have it because we have a mayor and a governor who encourage this violence and encourage this type of rioting. And remember, these are the individuals that were in charge when Minneapolis burned in 2020. They facilitated it, they encouraged it, and they saw the destruction, and we all watched the destruction of that city back then. It doesn't have to happen again. It appears that they're following the same playbook, and the reason that they're doing it is to distract from the corruption that they have facilitated in fraud and theft from the American taxpayers. Tens of billions of dollars they have been funneled into criminal pockets and stolen from vulnerable people that needed these programs to take care of their children, to go out and provide services to individuals that were developmentally disabled, people that needed
this
programs
so
that the federal government
rambly.
Has to take care of those that are less fortunate and need it. And instead, Governor Walz and Mayor Fry allowed that kind of theft to continue. And now about Minnesota, Minneapolis, what happened here, the theft over the last many years that these leaders have facilitated alongside of us so we could do targeted. So the narrative.
Does anyone have a question on the storm? We are at FEMA headquarters.
On the storm. Okay, gotcha. She doesn't want to talk about this at all. All right. A little bit less bombastic than you might expect, given how she reacted to Renee Good. But I think this is evidence that the pressure is mounting on them in a way that they have to respond to. This administration has been basically like allergic to good optics. They have over and over and over again done stuff that hurt their bottom line because they were trying to appeal to the worst people in their coalition. The fact that she's actually dialing it back here tells me that they know they hurt from Renee Good. You know? I know it's not the... I was about to say, I know it's not what you guys want, but I know we all know what we want. We're a little while from that. I know it's not. We're a while from feeling satisfied over any kind of outcome in Minneapolis. The fact that they're feeling the pressure is a good thing, even if it's not very cathartic in the moment. Does that make sense? I think it's important to understand that. What we want is for her to have some kind of downfall speech where she's screeching over and over again, domestic terrorist, and the people, the reporters are like asking her questions to pile on the pressure, but unfortunately it's not real life. And also reporters would never ask real questions. What are you, a child?